call out a team name, and you tell me, Carlos, if mm-hmm. they should blow up or keep the band together.
Okay.
All right. I got about eight teams to see if we can get all through eight teams.
Okay.
All right. So the first team I got is the San Francisco 49ers.
Nah, you gotta welcome. Welcome to the Ultimate Football Talk Show, right here on GoMileHigh.com. You're now listening to Shaggy and Squirrel, and this is Inside the Huddle.
In the pocket, over the middle, and that will be caught by Kelce. Touchdown, Kansas City. Wilson wants it all. Deep ball. Metcalf got it. Touchdown, Seattle. On fourth.
Second down, the pitch to McCaffrey. McCaffrey to the end zone for the touchdown.
Here's Hines again. Hines breaking a tackle, and he is in for the Indianapolis touchdown.
Carter faked the handoff. Jackson throws. Oh, what a grab! Touchdown, Mark Andrews!
And goal at the one, and Swift scores his first NFL touchdown.
This time, Gordon able to get there. Touchdown, Melvin Gordon. Welcome to Denver.
And welcome to Denver, ladies and gentlemen. This is Inside the Huddle from GoMileHigh.com. I'm part of the Beyond Air Network. I am your host today, Squirrel. As always, Mr. Carlos is out on the table. Mr. Roddy is... We let him have the day off today because it is Veterans Day. And Mr. Roddy, our dear and grateful friend, is a man of the Air Force. And we will gladly salute you, sir, and thank you very much for your service. We have a lot of... service members to get to today. We have a big veteran show of full of sports that I want to introduce some of my family and to say hey to everybody. And everybody listen in. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. We're going to jump right into our headlines of the day, Mr. Carlos. And we're going to let Mr. Ron Burgundy get us into that.
There were some things going on in sports today that will make your brain fall out of your skull.
Because I've got nothing here. You're giving me baseball and hockey, and I got my keister blown in the wind.
It's sports.
All around the clock. Sports all the time.
That's the concept of the news.
Oh, that's never going to work. That's ridiculous.
Thank you, Mr. Ron Burgundy. Mr. Carlos. What's going on today, Bubba? How you doing?
Good. It's a beautiful day out.
Yeah, no, it's a great day out. We have a lot of stuff to talk about, man. A lot of football going on. SEC commish, shaken but not deterred about, I mean, have you heard about what's going on in college football at the moment?
No.
About some of the unrest in the COVID deals. Alabama, LSU has been postponed. Texas A&M, Tennessee has been postponed.
Well,
some of the big games of the season. Greg Sankey is shaken but not deterred, as he says. SEC commissioner called this a week unlike any other after having to postpone four SEC college games because of COVID testing. Man, it's starting to come back around, Carlos.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on around the country. A lot of states are going to be shutting down. Everyone's going to be going staying home type of protocol.
Yeah, yeah.
We just found out Ohio is going to be.
Yeah, Ohio will should be announcing here soon. That soon here, stay yeah. Stay at home order,
and I think we're going to be next here soon. But you know, the gentleman that brought back football, quote unquote, backfired on him too. So
yeah,
you know, so it's sad. You know, we really need to kick this virus in the ass and move on in our lives.
Do you see what happened with Josh Allen, the Buffalo Bills?
Yeah. Oh, he
says he never wants to leave Buffalo now that fans have honored his late grandmother.
Grandmother, yeah.
Yeah. $17 a piece on
yeah, to represent his number.
Yeah, yeah. Support after the death of his grandma. They've raised upwards of like $500,000.
Yeah.
Like it's a big number. It's crazy. That's just amazing how, you know, fans even in times like this can gather around each other.
Sure, yeah.
And make a difference. And you know, it does make a difference to
players when they have fans that care about them.
Exactly. You know? I mean, there's other players that people wouldn't even lift a dime for.
No.
You know?
No, a lot of them. A lot of players they can't stand. They don't like.
He's like the next Jim Kelly.
Yeah. For real.
Yeah.
Jim Kelly's big in Buffalo. I mean, Jim Kelly probably won't ever have to buy a beer in Buffalo again.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, I'll buy you a beer. Like, no problem. Anything else you have coming around the league of football?
Yeah, so I'm sad to say that Christian McCaffrey is not expected to play this Sunday against the Bucs.
I've seen that already hurt himself again.
Yeah.
Put up 37, taken out of it next week.
It's just
shoulder injury.
Yeah, it's an AC joint issue, so it's might be season ending. So he's getting a second opinion from another doctor, but this does not look good for Christian McCaffrey this year in 2020.
No, you're absolutely right there. Sucks because, you know, he's the best flex player in the league. He, I think, is the best overall player in the league. You know, people can make my doubts about Patrick Mahomes and this, but, you know.
It's just another player that signed bigger bucks off during the offseason.
Yep.
Now he gets hurt.
Now he can't play. I mean, I know it's not his fault he got hurt, but.
But it's the conspiracy theory.
Is it?
Every time someone signs for big bucks, they flop.
They flop? LSU's quarterback, Brennan Will, is unlikely to return this season.
Yeah, I see that.
Maryland, Ohio State's off due to COVID. I know. Half of these games, dude. A lot of these college games and all that. Mel Kiper's big board came out today. Did you see that? I don't know if you pay attention to Mel Kiper.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm a big college guy. Mel Kiper's, he's got Mac Jones, the fifth best quarterback in college football. Now, I know my Aunt Tony and everything, they'd have something to say about that because she's a big Alabama lady, but.
These draft guys, man, they're just like meteorologists. They're never right, but they keep their jobs.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know? Let's just be a draft analyst.
I could be a good draft analyst. Saying anything. Titans quarterback Jackson returns from IR. Let's see what else we got. Dean McKinley claimed by Bengals off the waiver. Did you see that?
Yeah, I think that's a good move on
that's
the Bengals
great move.
Part. Yeah.
Great move. They needed some help on the defense. And Lamar Jackson. What's going on there? Defenses are calling out the Ravens plays.
Yeah, he was on a talk show this morning, and he was whining and crying and, you know, stating that defenses know their plays before they even run the play, and it's hard to beat that. Mm-hmm. You're in the NFL, dude. You're a superstar. You know, you can run around. I mean, then audible.
Right.
Right? Audible to play, and then they move forward.
They need to figure out. You know, more things to do more things. Honestly, you gotta figure it out. Do different stuff. I know that was a terrible analogy, but
right,
you gotta do different things. Get better at certain things, and you know,
it's
to a point where you're playing terrible, and they're calling you out.
Yeah.
You know, and you got to get better. You're in the NFL bubble. Got to get better.
You can only blame yourself, man.
Only blame yourself.
So what's this deal with Brett Favre calling out, stating that Carson Wentz should be moving on from the Eagles and they should have kept Nick Foles?
Why?
I think Brett Favre is back on the pills.
No,
I don't
he
know.
Is. He's definitely on the pain pills.
Because it's like... Just because Nick Foles, and I'm a diehard Eagles fan.
What is it
but
that Nick Foles brings to Philly that Carson don't? Well, Nick Foles isn't mobile.
Mm-mm.
Carson Wentz can get out of the pocket and move.
Right.
Now, yeah, he's had his fair share of injuries, okay? But Carson Wentz can still throw that football.
Yeah.
He's not that bad of a quarterback.
He's not. It's
the organization
I think
is just not all together yet.
It's still, yeah, because ever since Frank Reich left.
Yeah,
you know,
the organization's all kind of in shambles. You know, you don't... Your offense isn't all in one piece. Your defense is all over the place. I just don't see the Eagles. I don't know why everybody was harping on a certain player in the Eagles. You know, I mean, harp on the coach.
Yeah.
Why is it always the players? Some of them are making plays.
Yeah, it's just I know Wentz is trying too hard. I think they just make you know, it's like another team that has like 320 plays for a 60-play game, and I think they just need to simplify it.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I think you're right.
And it's working for other teams.
I think you're on something there. And I think that you can't always blame players. You got to – and you can't always blame coaches either.
No.
You know, coaches, you know, Doug Marrone or whoever in Jacksonville, they're not out there. No, where'd Doug Marrone go? He's in Jacksonville.
Jacksonville.
He ain't out there throwing a football around.
No.
Frank Reich ain't out there throwing a football around. Andy Reid's not out there running a football. God help his soul.
yeah, like Lynn in San Diego. Yeah. I mean, back to back to back.
Two and five or whatever it is. Those five games, they've lost by like 3 points.
Yeah.
You know, they've all been right there. So we're going to take a quick break, guys. We're going to be back here in just a few minutes after the break with some good and some bad. You know what it is. It's the Inside the Huddle Power Rankings coming up after the break, ladies and gentlemen. This is Inside the Huddle on Go Mile High.
What does it take to be on air? It's not just the personality, though it does help. It takes drive, creativity, passion, and the willingness to develop yourself and truly find what makes you special. At Go Mile High, students are given this chance to become something great. You never know. Someone you're hearing right now could be the next big thing, and you could be the first to know how it all started. So keep listening, because you never know what's next on GoMileHigh.com.
Every day, across this country, hundreds of college radio stations take to the air, broadcasting music and programming that you won't hear anywhere else.
It's one of the last places where people can really be able to actually say what they want to say.
Without it, you wouldn't have a place for local artists to perform. Certain people need to have a chance, a fighting chance, and college radio is that place for it.
College radio changes the lives of those who are involved with it and can change those who listen to it too.
This is where we start out, you know? From getting all this great experience working in college radio, it makes you want to work in real radio.
College radio means finding yourself. It helped me find what I wanted to do in not only school, but in life.
So support college radio by continuing to listen to this station and supporting the students who make it happen. College radio, now, more than ever. A message brought to you by this station and the College Radio Foundation. For more information, please visit collegeradio.org.
Colorado Media School, hands-on learning in one of the most exciting career fields out there. Internship opportunities are limitless. We have 3 on-campus radio stations, 2 TV stations, and you'll have the opportunity to participate in projects like doing play-by-play live from a sporting event or the 48-hour film project. We have after-graduation career placement assistance and financial aid for those who qualify. Check us out online at coloradomediaschool.com, on Facebook and Instagram, and CO Media School on Twitter and Snapchat. You can also call 303-937-7070.
This is Ducello at Sturt. Zach Ducello.
I would say there's 2 answers, because there's the Elway draft and there's going to be the way that I would draft it, which I'm going to go with that. You're going to have to get the offensive line beefed up so you can get Drew Locke. You need to think about it. Our offensive line is pretty horrendous. There's Reisner.
Matthew Sturt. Half the fan base wanted Troy Tulowitzki to get traded, and the other half of the fan base doesn't know anything about baseball, so they were like, no, we want Troy.
Follow them on Twitter at Welcome Rug and at Orange Mamba 22 to check out the latest podcast.
Hey, man. What's wrong?
I'm feeling lost.
Lost?
Yeah. I feel like my choices in life aren't getting me anywhere, and I feel like I don't have a voice.
Well, did you know that the Colorado Media School is the perfect way for you to get that outlet?
Really?
Yeah, because at the Colorado Media School, you can have a voice. Enrollment starts today, so find your voice at beonair.com. It's changed my life. Let it change yours.
Inside the Huddle, ladies and gentlemen. This is on GoMileHigh.com, a part of the Beyond Air Network. Squirrel and Carlos out. Guys, Inside the Huddle Power Rankings starts right now, and I'm going to let that music play. Don't you say anything about it, Carlos, like you did last time. I was very upset talking about my music. So, we are going to start from 10. We have two honorable mentions from last week that are on the board. Indianapolis sits at 11, and Miami sits at 12. Carlos, do you have anything to say about those two? Have they fallen off the honorable mention board, or has any of them jumped in from inside the honorable mention board?
No, Miami should be in there. Miami should definitely be in the top 10.
Miami.
Yeah.
Miami goes into the top 10. Okay. Well, you know what? Let's start with the top 10, and we'll put our two honorable mentions after that. Mm-hmm. Number 10, Carlos, I'm going to let you go. I'll go 9, 8, 7, and we'll keep on running, okay? Let's go number 10, Mr. Carlos. Who do you have right now, after all the weekend stuff, all the shenanigans, who is number 10 on our power ranking board?
I'm going to say I'm going to stay with the Dolphins.
The Dolphins sit at number 10 on the power ranking board. Mm-hmm. Okay. Not allowed to argue because I get my picks. So let's see. Miami at 10. Give me a reason why Miami jumps into that number 10 spot this week.
Well, they won.
Okay.
And with high scoring, too, with Tua. So the past 2 weeks.
Tua looked good.
He looked very good.
Very efficient, very calm in the pocket. Hip doesn't look too bad.
No.
I liked his – I mean, but I've said many times, I don't like lefties.
Mm-hmm.
That blind side's going to kill him. And Aaron Donald showed him that first game, said, welcome to the NFL.
Yeah.
I mean, didn't break him up, but all right. Number 9 – oh, you know, these are getting tougher and tougher now that, you know, teams are losing, teams are coming out. So I think Arizona actually falls, but doesn't fall out because I think they are good.
Yeah.
You know, they had a great game. They were on the wrong end of it because Zane Gonzalez kicks field goals short. Yep. Who in the heck signs a kicker in the NFL who kicks short? For Christ's sake.
What was it was like 47 yards?
Yeah, 47 yards, and he needed 49.
Yeah.
Like, dude, how the heck? You're an NFL kicker. If you can't hit 50 to 55 yards, you should not even be kicking.
No.
Honestly.
Definitely.
So I got Arizona, even though they lost just above Miami. Miami hasn't shown me a lot yet. Last 3 weeks, they've been jumping up the board, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Number 9, Arizona. Number 8, Carlos.
Raiders.
Wow.
They
Oakland, or I keep Vegas. Doing it. I do it
Vegas,
every time.
Vegas Raiders.
Las Vegas.
They're starting to get their crap together, and they're definitely.
Las Vegas is sitting at what, 4-4? They got 5 games or 4? 4 wins.
5-3.
5-3 as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because yesterday we did the playoff.
Yeah.
To see if they were in. They were definitely in that. So Las Vegas goes on the board. For the first time this year, Las Vegas is in our top 10.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's crazy.
I like it.
Do you like it?
I do.
All right.
Derek Carr's playing much better, and their defense is even playing
all right. Better. Number. All right. So the thing with this is we brought in Miami at 10, and we brought in Las Vegas at 8. I do not think Las Vegas is better than Miami.
Okay.
But since they're on the board, that's fine. But now, with Arizona not falling out, there has got to be somebody on this board that falls out of the top 10. And all I have, New Orleans won. Tampa was at 3. Does the loss at New Orleans drop Tampa out of the top 10? Because Baltimore won. I can't put them down. Kansas City won, can't put them down. Pittsburgh 8-0, can't put them down. Tampa lost. So Tampa at least has to go to 7 for me.
Yes.
But Tennessee did not lose, and neither did Green Bay. So I am going to put a veto on this for the very first time.
Okay.
And Las Vegas goes to the honorable mention board.
All right.
All right?
It's your show.
It is my show. And at number 8, I'm going to have Tampa Bay.
They drop all the way. Listen, that was terrible.
They shouldn't even be in the top 10.
Well,
it's your show. No. I mean, yes.
Tampa Bay, they still have a lot of talent.
They
do. Let's not jump around that at
all. Tom Brady only had a 3.8 quarterback rating.
That's fine. The 3 weeks before that, he threw 4 touchdowns a game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Everybody has a bad one.
Okay.
Tom Brady just had his bad one in 19 years. He had one. Okay. Leave the man alone.
Five downs.
That's fine. That's okay. Yeah. Hey, is there 5 downs or 4?
Yeah.
All right, Carlos. I'm actually going to – I vetoed your Tampa at number 8, and I'm putting Tennessee –
You mean the Raiders?
Or yeah, I vetoed your Raiders and put Tampa at 8. I'm taking Tennessee, and I'm putting them at number 7 on my big board. All right? They played a great game this week. Beat a pretty stout Chicago defense. They're very stingy. They don't like giving up much.
Mm-hmm.
But still came out with a win, 24-16 there. At number 6, who do you got? So Tennessee's off, okay? Tampa. Go ahead. Who do you got?
Seahawks.
Seattle?
Yeah. What?
Okay. No, fair enough. They lost. They did lose. And that would put Buffalo up.
Yep.
So, okay, Seattle at 6. You think there's 5 teams better than Seattle in this league?
Yeah. Yeah, I think the Bills are better.
I'm getting a headshake from Mr. Roth, too.
Yeah, Packers.
Okay, wait. I didn't tell you to tell me them.
All right.
I said, are there?
Yes.
All right, so Seattle at 6.
Yes.
Seems like we're all maybe in agreement there. Okay. So Arizona's off. So does Buffalo. No, you know what? I am putting Baltimore at 5. They won, but they didn't show me much.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very, very terrible performance. Now, as long as Baltimore keeps winning, I can't drop them too far.
Okay.
But the terrible performance cannot put them it barely got them in the top 5. I don't think Baltimore is a better team than Seattle or Arizona, in my opinion.
No.
And in some days, I think Tennessee can ramp up Baltimore. Now, that being said, number 4 for you. Now, here's where we run into another dilemma.
Yeah, we need a tie.
Well, or we move somebody off down to the honorable mention board, which is no problem. We can use one of those. So, 4 through 1, want to make sure we're in agreement here.
Okay.
Buffalo 4.
Yes.
Green Bay 3. Pittsburgh 2, Kansas City 1. Now, that leaves out New Orleans.
Correct.
Which, in my, me being able to make all the demands in the show, I am going to take Miami.
Put them back in the bubble?
No. Miami is going to go where Tampa Bay sits, and Tampa Bay jumps out of my top 10.
I agree.
Tampa Bay is an honorable mention this week because of the terrible performance that Mr. Tom Brady had put on. So, which in turn, I will have New Orleans. I can't drop them. So, 5. I'm going to put New Orleans at 5. Baltimore at 6. Seattle 7. Tennessee 8. Arizona 9. And Miami 10.
I'm in agreement.
Okay, good. Then at 4, Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
Green Bay.
Yep.
Pittsburgh. Kansas City.
Yeah. I mean, I think Green Bay and Pittsburgh can probably switch just because Pittsburgh almost lost to the lonely old Cowboys.
Okay, so we go Kansas City. How do you like this? Kansas City, Green Bay, Pitt.
Yep.
Buffalo, New Orleans.
Correct.
Baltimore. Seattle, Tennessee, Arizona, Miami. Sound good? Top 10?
Yes. Huh? Yes.
How do you think? What do you think about that, Roth? Give me a little head shake.
I like it.
Let's see. Kansas City 1, Green Bay 2, Pittsburgh 3, Buffalo 4, New Orleans 5, Seattle 6, Baltimore 7, Tennessee 8. Arizona 9, Miami 10.
Yeah, I don't hate it. I mean, you can get kind of fun with your number 10 spot, which I think
right.
that's what you're doing with Miami.
And we have an honorable two honorable mentions in Las Vegas and Tampa Bay.
Yep. Pittsburgh, man, they just have this problem of playing down to their opponents and playing up. So they're so tough.
With no Big Ben this week. We're going to see what Mason Rudolph can do.
Before them playing Dallas this week, I'd have had them at number one, like, walking away.
Mm-hmm.
Undefeated team, didn't yep. lose to the Raiders. Big Ben looks pretty good. An offense that can move the football and a great defense that can force turnovers. Mm-hmm. But playing a terrible Cowboys team, the way they did with Cooper Rush under center, come on.
No, I agree with you. That's what I'm.
It was actually Garrett Gilbert.
Oh, you're right. Gilbert. Garrett Gilbert. You're right.
They took a guy.
I mean, they're the same person.
Garrett Gilbert Godfrey.
They took the bagger from King Supers down at Wadsworth.
Yeah.
You know, he just turned out for 215 yards, but Drew Locke can't handle yeah. four quarters. Golly. So yeah, ladies and gentlemen, that is our Inside the Huddle Power Rankings for this week, Week 9, going into Week 10. Kansas City, Green Bay, Pittsburgh, Buffalo, New Orleans, Seattle, Baltimore, Tennessee, Arizona, and Miami. Two honorable mentions, Las Vegas and Tampa Bay. Guys, we're going to take a quick break.
Dude, we got to do a shout-out to Ross, man.
You know what?
Let's do a shout-out.
Go ahead. It's yours. Take it away.
Congrats, brother.
Thank you. Congrats. It feels good to finally have a job.
I was about to say congrats yeah. for what? Well, what happened?
I have a job.
Okay.
In Cheyenne, it starts on Monday. So
on the radio.
Yep.
Get out of here.
Yep. It's gonna be production and sales. First half of the day is sales.
I'd love to be on
the
radio. I'm just not going to Cheyenne for it.
Okay, you can listen on there.
Why? I got my own show here.
Exactly. No.
That's Carl, hey, congratulations,
Colorado Media
brother.
School
yep.
graduate.
Yeah.
And he has a job.
Congratulations, so Mr. Jacob
thank you,
Roth.
Thank you.
We hope everybody. That's the whole goal of this place: to get everybody in, get everybody out, do a few shows here. You know, Squirrel makes them all famous. So we're going to take a quick break, guys. We'll be right back with our Veterans Sports segment. Boy, I can't wait for this.
What does it take to be on air? It's not just the personality, though it does help. It takes drive, creativity, passion, and the willingness to develop yourself and truly find what makes you special. At Go Mile High, students are given this chance to become something great. You never know. Someone you're hearing right now could be the next big thing, and you could be the first to know how it all started. So keep listening, because you never know what's next on GoMileHigh.com.
Every day, across this country, hundreds of college radio stations take to the air, broadcasting music and programming that you won't hear anywhere else.
It's one of the last places where people can really be able to actually say what they want to say.
Without it, you wouldn't have a place for local artists to perform. Certain people need to have a chance, a fighting chance, and college radio is that place for it.
College radio changes the lives of those who are involved with it and can change those who listen to it too.
This is where we start out, you know? From getting all this great experience working in college radio, it makes you want to work in real radio.
College radio means finding yourself. It helped me find what I wanted to do in not only school, but in life.
So support college radio by continuing to listen to this station and supporting the students who make it happen. College radio, now, more than ever. A message brought to you by this station and the College Radio Foundation. For more information, please visit collegeradio.org.
Colorado Media School, hands-on learning in one of the most exciting career fields out there. Internship opportunities are limitless. We have 3 on-campus radio stations, 2 TV stations, and you'll have the opportunity to participate in projects like doing play-by-play live from a sporting event or the 48-hour film project. We have after-graduation career placement assistance and financial aid for those who qualify. Check us out online at coloradomediaschool.com, on Facebook and Instagram, and CO Media School on Twitter and Snapchat. You can also call 303-937-7070.
This is Ducello at Sturz. Zach Ducello.
I would say there's 2 answers, because there's the Elway draft, and there's going to be the way that I would draft it, which I'm going to go with that. You're going to have to get the offensive line beefed up so you can get Drew Locke. You need to think about it. Our offensive line is pretty horrendous. There's Reisner.
Matthew Sturts. Half the fan base wanted Troy Tulowitzki to get traded, and the other half of the fan base doesn't know anything about baseball, so they were like, no, we want Troy.
Follow them on Twitter at WelcomeRug and at OrangeMamba22 to check out the latest podcast.
Hey, man. What's wrong?
I'm feeling lost.
Lost?
Yeah. I feel like my choices in life aren't getting me anywhere, and I feel like I don't have a voice.
Well, did you know that the Colorado Media School is the perfect way for you to get that outlet?
Really?
Yeah, because at the Colorado Media School, you can have a voice. Enrollment starts today, so find your voice at beonair.com. It's changed my life. Let it change yours.
Gentlemen, this is Inside the Huddle on GoMileHigh.com. Carlos and me getting a thing done. We just went through our power rankings for Inside the Huddle this week. Just to recap real quick, Kansas City at 1, Green Bay at 2, Pittsburgh at 3, Buffalo at 4, New Orleans at 5, Seattle at 6, Baltimore at 7, Tennessee at 8, Arizona at 9, and Miami at 10. Guys, we have a cool little sports segment to do for you. I want to first shout out to all the great NFL players and football players that have served our great country.
Yes.
And we will get to those in just a second. But I want to give shout outs to family members, friends, anyone who has served our great country and gave up their, you know, time.
We all have family members.
And I want to go through a few of mine. My dad, my grandpa, my little brother, yeah. Zach, thank you very much for the Navy. Grandma Randy, my stepbrother, my stepdad's dad, Mr. Leonard, my Uncle Jerry, and my cousin Bubba. From my wife's side, Mr. Keith Head, great man of the family. For our great friends here, Mr. Roddy,
yep.
I know he's listening, our co-host, great man for the Air Force. Two of my great, great friends, my best friend, Mr. Zach Stewart. Thank you, sir, for your service. And Mr. Quentin Olson, who was also on Inside or the Locker Room mm-hmm. with me on Saturdays. Do you have anybody you'd like to give shout outs to? Go ahead.
Yeah, my Uncle John Dittus, who was in the Army out in New Jersey, Fort Dix. Also, man, there was quite a few. Can't even think of it right now. I mean, there was quite a few of the distant cousins,
family members,
but it was a lot of family, just East general.
Yeah, if there is any family member that we have missed, we are very sorry, or friends that we have missed, we're sorry, but we do thank you for your service to our great country. And without further ado, I want to get to the cool
mm-hmm.
segment we got going. I want to go through just a few players that were in the military that mm-hmm. did serve our great country, that did also serve the great NFL that we love talking about so much. I want to start Pat Tillman.
Oh, yeah.
Great. One of the most known, Arizona boys.
Linebacker.
I believe he has passed away. Am I wrong there?
Oh, yeah. No, he was shot and killed in Afghanistan.
Yep.
He the day that 9/11 happened, he went to enlisted in the Army Rangers,
uh-huh.
and then he served in Iraq and Afghanistan from 2002 through 2004 when he perished.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of foundations that came out of it.
Yep.
There's a few video movies that came out. Pat's story, Tillman's story. It's mm-hmm. on Netflix. It's on ESPN Plus and also on Amazon Prime.
A few of your boys. Chris Red and Chuck Bednarik.
Mm-hmm.
There's a trophy named after him.
Yep.
Great.
Former Eagle. He was in the Army.
Mm-hmm. Great players. We thank you for your service.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any stats on Mr. Staubach.
Yes.
A lot of, I hope everybody knows, Captain America in,
right.
which, in what we call the football world, Mr. Roger Staubach for the Dallas Cowboys.
Mm-hmm. He played for the Navy.
Mm-hmm. Served his country.
Yeah.
And then started for America's team, you know. We don't consider it America's team here because
no.
well, we know what real sports are.
Yeah, exactly.
And they don't play real sports in Dallas.
so yeah, exactly. I mean,
also Chad Hennings
from the Cowboys
as well was there. Mike Anderson, hometown guy from the Broncos,
Marine.
Yeah, Mr. Marine.
Yep.
Mr. Mike Anderson, remember him? Joe Cardona.
Plays for the Pat. Yeah. Played for the Pats. He was also a lieutenant in the Navy Reserves.
Yes, sir, he was. Yes, sir, he was. And we're gonna round it out with two Steelers,
yes.
Rocky Blair, and Mr. Alejandro Villanueva.
Yep.
Which I've had the chance to watch both of them play. Excuse me, not Rocky Blair. My fault. But Alejandro Villanueva was a great. Great lineman.
I was able to witness Rocky in a when I worked in a security company, a major security company based out of Florida. We were at a manager's conference, and he gave us a great motivational speech mm-hmm. about how he went through during the Vietnam War. He got wounded in combat, got shot in the thigh. During an ambush, his whole entire half of his platoon got wiped out.
Wow.
And his recovery, it was remarkable. Because, you know, they don't have the medical.
Not back then. They didn't have that medical stuff we did.
Right. So he came back and played. So wow. I believe there's a movie named after him. So, it was very interesting to actually hear him speak for an hour. And I'll never forget that speech.
Yeah. No. I mean, some of the speeches, you know, I was watching TV when the whole James Harrison thing mm-hmm. went down, and he, you know, he still has never, will never recover from that, and it just comes to show you that what the NFL can do to people,
yeah,
what the NFL brings, and the challenges that it has with it, and then to put on the list that you went into the military. He served our country.
Mm-hmm.
Then he wanted to come back and play America's greatest game.
Yeah.
You know, I just think it's such a great feat to be able to be a Pat Tillman. You know, people, everybody in the world knows the name Pat Tillman.
Oh, yeah.
They know who he is.
They'll know for another 200 or 300 years.
You know, if people don't know, Chuck Bednarik was one of the greatest of all time. There is a college award named mm-hmm. after him.
The Eagles and
Roger Staubach. I mean, we don't have to go through the list of credentials that man has.
No, I mean, you notice that Villanueva, he's done USAA commercials
yep.
throughout the football season.
Yeah.
So, you know, for those that wasn't sure who we were talking about, now that you know, oh yeah, that's that guy from USAA. So,
Yeah, no, just an incredible feat. And I want to give shout outs to my entire family, my brother especially, who's mm-hmm. sitting in the Navy at the moment. Good, my best friend Zach Stewart as well. Both Zachs, my brother and my best friend, are both named Zach. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. No.
Both served in the military, did their time, and I do very, very much appreciate it. My grandma Randy again. I want to thank you, Uncle Jerry, Mr. Bubba. I know you guys listen sometimes. Mark's dad, Mr. Leonard, want to give him a big shout out, and especially for my dad and grandpa who has passed away. We really appreciate mm-hmm. Everything you've done for the country. Before we get into our next, do you have something to say?
Mm-mm.
Before we get into our next segment, obviously, as you know, it's fantasy
football,
which is my favorite segment. I want to give a big shout out to Mr. Josh Dover and the boys. They are getting everything together, and I think it's great. We're getting the press box going again,
mm-hmm.
getting a lot of these shows, a lot of new faces. Four new faces just walked in to do a show, and
I think it's
amazing, and I think it's great that we're getting stuff going. So if anybody wants to get on Inside the Huddle, get your knowledge up, we'll let you on. We're going to take a quick break. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back with fantasy football after the break. This is Inside the Huddle on Go Mile High.
What does it take to be on air? It's not just the personality, though it does help. It takes drive, creativity, passion, and the willingness to develop yourself and truly find what makes you special. At Go Mile High, students are given this chance to become something great. You never know. Someone you're hearing right now could be the next big thing, and you could be the first to know how it all started. So keep listening, because you never know what's next on GoMileHigh.com.
Every day, across this country, hundreds of college radio stations take to the air, broadcasting music and programming that you won't hear anywhere else.
It's one of the last places where people can really be able to actually say what they want to say.
Without it, you wouldn't have a place for local artists to perform. Certain people need to have a chance, a fighting chance, and college radio is that place for it.
College radio changes the lives of those who are involved with it and can change those who listen to it too.
This is where we start out, you know? From getting all this great experience working in college radio, it makes you want to work in real radio.
College radio means finding yourself. It helped me find what I wanted to do in not only school, but in life.
So support college radio by continuing to listen to this station and supporting the students who make it happen. College radio, now, more than ever. A message brought to you by this station and the College Radio Foundation. For more information, please visit collegeradio.org.
Colorado Media School, hands-on learning in one of the most exciting career fields out there. Internship opportunities are limitless. We have 3 on-campus radio stations, 2 TV stations, and you'll have the opportunity to participate in projects like doing play-by-play live from a sporting event or the 48-hour film project. We have after-graduation career placement assistance and financial aid for those who qualify. Check us out online at coloradomediaschool.com, on Facebook and Instagram, and CO Media School on Twitter and Snapchat. You can also call 303-937-7070.
This is Ducello at Sturts. Zach Ducello.
I would say there's 2 answers, because there's the Elway draft, and there's going to be the way that I would draft it. So I'm going to go with that. You're going to have to get the offensive line beefed up so you can get Drew Locke. And if you think about it, our offensive line is pretty horrendous. There's Reisner.
Matthew Sturts. Half the fan base wanted Troy Tulowitzki to get traded, and the other half of the fan base doesn't know anything about baseball, so they were like, no, we want Troy.
Follow them on Twitter at WelcomeRug and at OrangeMamba22 to check out the latest podcast.
Hey, man, what's wrong?
I'm feeling lost.
Lost?
Yeah, I feel like my choices in life aren't getting me anywhere, and I feel like I don't have a voice.
Well, did you know that the Colorado Media School is the perfect way for you to get that outlet?
Really?
Yeah, because at the Colorado Media School, you can have a voice.
Enrollment starts today.
So find your voice at beonair.com.
It's changed my life. Let it change yours.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Inside the Huddle on GoMileHigh.com. Squirrel, Carlos, with you. Guys, we got fantasy football coming up right now. Carlos, I want you to give him a few minutes while I have to. I got to handle something real here. Give him a few minutes of some stardoms and some sit-ems this week with the teams they're playing against. Obviously, tell him why you should start him. Tell him why you should sit him. And give it to him for a few minutes while I'll be right back.
Yeah, no. First thing, definitely need to start Carson Wentz. I know we were talking a little bit ill of him earlier during the show, but he's playing against the Giants. He's going to have some of his buddies back, Dallas Goedert and Jalen Reagor and Miles Sanders back. So he did almost 30 points when he played the Giants a few weeks back. So I would definitely start him. Another one would be Jared Goff. I know he's been having a few off weeks, but against the Seattle Seahawks, secondary, I think he'll definitely get about 350 yards, maybe two touchdowns. I don't think they'll win the game, but I think he'll do awesome. My third starting quarterback is Tua Tagovailoa. He's playing against the Chargers. I mean, past two games, they scored over 30 points. So I think he's going to do well against the Chargers. I think he'll at least have about 28, maybe 30 fantasy points. So I think he'll do good there. But some of the people you want to sit as a quarterback, I would say Teddy Bridgewater against the Buccaneers. Buccaneers defense is looking stout per se, even though they had a very rough week.
Stout?
You know, they had one rough week against the Saints, but I think the Saints are gonna. I mean, the Buccaneers are gonna come back and just blow Panthers out of the water. So I would also sit.
That's a big game. This is a big. It's a big huge division rivalry. Not even rivalry, but it's big for the division at the moment. Mm-hmm. With Tom Brady has two losses against New Orleans. That really puts New Orleans on top of that division.
Definitely.
Pretty far.
Must win. And I would definitely sit Kirk Cousins on the Minnesota Vikings.
I just want to let everybody know, if you haven't sat Kirk Cousins all year, you're a little behind.
I know. Bears defense. Yeah. No.
All right. Well, let me give you a few that I think are going to blow it down this week. Alvin Kamara is going to tear up San Francisco. Devontae Adams is going to tear up Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
Dalvin Cook is going to run the brakes off of Chicago, I think.
Yeah.
I think.
Okay.
You sit Kirk, but definitely play Dalvin. Kelsey's on a bye. McCaffrey's a little hurt. You know what? I'm going to say this. I hate saying this, but I think Derrick Henry is going to do good this week against Indianapolis. And watch for this big blow. I want you to watch for this matchup. DeAndre Hopkins against Stephon Diggs this week. Arizona, Buffalo. What another masterful game that's going to turn out to be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think that game could end up being the 30s and the 40s again. 34, 44. You know what I'm saying? Something crazy big like that. Patty Mahomes is on the bye. Atlanta's on the bye. Dallas is on the bye. Michael Thomas. Watch for him. He's going to put up another 100 yards. San Francisco's defense a little shaky. Aaron Jones. I think he's going to do great against Jacksonville. Pretty much, if you want to take New Orleans and Green Bay, I think you're not going to do too bad. You know what I'm saying? If you take a lot of those guys, Josh Jacobs, I think, is going to have a field day against Denver's defense. Field day. That's another one. Watch out. Derek Carr. Derek Carr, three touchdowns this week, 280 yards. No, you know what? I'll go three. Derek Carr. Now, you know, I'm 5 or 6-0 in these picks here. I'm going to do it right now. Derek Carr, 300 yards and three touchdowns.
Okay.
You with or without me?
With.
Okay, fair enough. You're a smart guy.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler Lockett seems to be a good one this week against the Rams. You can either take Tyler Lockett or DK Metcalf, either one. Both of them going to blow up. Well, not both of them, but one of them is going to do the work there. You got any more stardom or sit-ins for the guys?
Yeah, I do. Actually, where'd it go? Like defenses, actually.
Okay, yeah.
So, of course, Philly, I think, I mean, I'm not just always being biased.
I want to know who drafted Philly's defense.
I did. They gave me points. I think the Giants, even though they've been playing a little bit better since they beat the Eagles, it's just the Eagles are coming off a bye. They're fresh. They're getting some people back off the IRs.
Mm-hmm.
So, but another one, Packers. I think they're going to do very well against the Jacksonville Jaguars. I mean, that's a no-brainer. But to sit them, I think the Buffalo Bills against the Arizona Cardinals, you know, as Squirrel pointed out, I wouldn't choose the Arizona Cardinals this week. I mean, they gave up 31 points last week to Miami. 33 points.
Yeah.
So I just wouldn't play them. And Houston's just...
Miami's defense is looking good, though.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Who's Miami playing this week?
They are playing...
Miami is playing the Chargers.
Chargers, yeah.
Boy.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Tua's going to have a field day.
You know, I'm actually kind of scared of the Chargers most week, dude, because you never know if Justin Herbert's going to throw for 4 touchdowns and 300 yards and then lose in the fourth quarter.
True.
Or he's just going to throw for those and just stay up. You know, is he worse? Are the Chargers worse than Atlanta at giving up leads?
Yes. I think Chargers are worse.
Wow.
Because they fall apart at the end while the Falcons are already just giving it up from the beginning.
All right. Before we get out of here, I want to go through some of the top fantasy picks this week for us.
Okay.
Give me 2 running backs. I'm going to hit 30 points.
True.
Definitely got to start them, and they're definitely going to blow.
Oh. Derrick Henry, I think he's finally...
Really? He's going to put up 25 against Indianapolis? That's not cool for you to say.
Yes.
I'm not very appreciative of that.
No, but it's okay. No.
Oh, it's okay.
No. Dalvin Cook.
Okay, playing Chicago.
Yep.
How about Kamara? Devontae? Let's go quarterbacks first. Let's do it first. Okay. Quarterbacks. Let's go down the list. Number one quarterback this week.
Well...
I'm going to take...
Go ahead.
Aaron Rodgers. He's playing Jacksonville.
Yeah.
I think 4 tutties.
Yeah.
300 yards is not beyond him at all this week. I think Aaron Jones is going to do himself. Devontae will have 2 touchdowns over 100 yards. I think this is going to be a good week for Green Bay. So I think Aaron Rodgers sits at the top. And if not, it will either be Josh Allen or Kyler Murray again with the shootout that they got to do. They're going to have to throw. They're going to have to make plays. It's one of those 3.
Okay.
Are you agreeing, or you got somebody else?
Well, Wentz, only because against the Giants, he had...
You're still sticking with Wentz.
He had 32 fantasy points.
Against
the Giants.
Last time. Okay. All right.
He's having
3 tutties over 300?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it was like 325.
Yeah,
and 3
he's
going
to have to hit that to, you know, to at least hit the top. Okay. Top running backs this week. I'll give you my 3. Alvin Kamara, Dalvin Cook.
Jacobs.
No, I'm going Aaron Jones.
Okay.
Now, I know Josh Jacobs. He's going to be up there.
He's going to run all over the Broncos.
Motor the Denver defense.
He's going to roll all over
Denver. It's going to be atrocious to watch. But who do you got?
I think Kareem Hunt's going to have a good game against Houston.
Okay.
And
Cleveland.
Yep.
It's Nick Chubb's still out, right?
Yes.
Dang, I love Nick Chubb, man.
Yeah.
It's a great running back.
I'm sticking with Jacobs.
Another talented Georgia running back. They're churning out, man. Still with Jacobs?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Dalvin Cook.
Jacobs, Dalvin Cook, and who? I need one more. You're really not on Kamara this week? San Francisco?
Yeah, all right.
No. Don't make me make the pick for you.
No.
People pay to listen to hear your pick.
No. No, I would do Kamara.
Okay. Give me 3 wide receivers that are going to blow it up. Devontae, DeAndre, and Michael. Devontae, DeAndre, and Michael Thomas.
Okay.
And I'll give you a runner-up, Stephon Diggs. I love Stephon Diggs. He's in all of my leagues. As many leagues as I could have got him. 3 wide receivers. Hurry up.
Okay.
Quick.
Christian Kirk.
Okay.
Against the Bills.
Opposite side of DeAndre. Good pick. He's big, deep ball, quick. He's real quick.
Yeah, no, Deontay Johnson on the Steelers against the Bengals.
Deontay Johnson.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Pittsburgh. Maybe Claypool this week. Maybe Claypool blows it back up. He's been quiet in the last few weeks.
He could be.
He's been quiet the last few weeks. Had 240-point games and then nothing.
No. No.
Is that just not a test of how the NFL goes?
Yes.
I'm going to use you all week this week. 4 touchdowns this week. You know what? We're not going to throw the ball next week.
No. No.
Terrible.
But Ben, he was throwing the ball. Like, during the Cowboys game, he was dropping a few balls. Claypool dropped a few balls.
Yeah, that's what happens when you're dropping them in practice, man, and in pregame, bro.
Yeah.
Big Ben doesn't feel so happy. Tight ends. Give me two.
Goddard.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I guess it's the Giants. Yeah. Kelsey's on a bye. Kittle's out.
Tonin.
Robert Tonin. I like that. That could be big this week.
For this week,
especially
yeah.
against Jacksonville. Yeah. That could be.
Because I would say Ebron on Pittsburgh, but no, I think Tonin's going to tear it up.
I do like Logan Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a big target there for him. Kyle Allen is out now. Alex Smith, the veteran, he knows how to get the ball out. He knows where to make reads. You know, I'm not saying he was the greatest ever, but Alex Smith. I mean, he's Alex Smith. His mind hasn't gone anywhere. His arm hasn't gone anywhere. It's his leg. His mm-hmm. leg's gone. So, but ladies and gentlemen, we are out of time today. That was our little fantasy segment show on GoMileHigh.com, a part of the Beyond Air Network. This was Inside the Huddle, and I was your host, Squirrel. Carlos is out there on the
box.
Guys, we will be back tomorrow, 3 to 4, Inside the Huddle. Go Mile High.
What does it take to be on air? It's not just the personality, though it's